This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Wednesday hundreds of thousands of people are without normal access to drinking water, a day after the rupture of the Kakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine. From his Twitter account, Zelensky said the destruction of the dam was absolutely deliberate, and he blamed Russian forces and further accused Russia of not acting to help those in areas living under Russian control now dealing with the effects of flooding. Speaking remotely via video call at a Paris ministerial meeting of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development Wednesday, Ukraine Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal said the destruction of the dam would have consequences on access to drinking water for local populations and affect harvest yields. He blamed Russia as well and said they need to be held accountable.
The destruction of the Kakhovka hydroelectric power station is a crime against humanity and an ecocide. Therefore, Russia must face powerful and unified response.
Ukrainian officials are on alert following the destruction of the dam and the hydroelectric station, saying the flooding from the damaged reservoir is threatening the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. The plant, occupied by Russian troops, uses water from the reservoir to cool its reactors. Eastern European Chief Miroslava Gaganza has this story.
IAEA Director General Rafael Marino Grossi said the destruction posed no immediate risk to the nuclear plant, but said the situation remains extremely volatile.
The IAEA staff on the site have been informed that the damage to the Nova Kakhovka dam is currently leading to about 5 centimeters per hour reduction in the height of the reservoir.
IAEA officials are closely monitoring developments and are planning their next visit to Zaporizhzhia as early as mid-June. Miroslava Gongadze, VOA News, Warsaw.
This is VOA News. The war in Ukraine is at the top of British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's agenda as he starts a two-day trip to Washington. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The U.S. and the U.K. are the two biggest military donors to Ukraine, and the war will be the focus of Sunak's meeting on Thursday with President Joe Biden. Britain and the U.S. are lead players in an international effort to give Ukraine F-16 fighter jets, and talks are also likely to include extra air defense measures against Russian bombardment in Ukraine, the breaching of a major dam in southern Ukraine, which sent floodwaters gushing through the region, has given the subject added urgency. The trip's Sunak's first to the US capital since he took office in October, but his fourth meeting with Biden in as many months. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Florida emergency management official says 36 migrants taken from Texas to California all went willingly, disputing allegations by California officials. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Two groups of asylum seekers from South America were gathered up in El Paso, Texas, and then flown by charter plane to Sacramento. Alicia Collins with the Florida Division of Emergency Management says through verbal and written consent, these volunteers indicated they wanted to go to California. She also shared a video compilation that appears to show people signing consent forms and thanking officials for treating them well. California's Attorney General Rob Bonta told CNN late Tuesday he'd be requesting that Florida turn over unedited footage. Bonta has said California is investigating whether any laws were broken. Florida's admission of responsibility comes 5 days after the first flight touched down in California's capital. The incident heightened tensions between Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and California Governor Gavin Newsom. A Newsom spokesman, Anthony York, says this is exploitive propaganda being peddled by a politician who has shown there are no depths he won't sink to. I'm Jennifer King.
Wind carrying smoke from Canada, where there is a series of intense, unprecedented spring wildfires, is triggering air quality alerts throughout the United States. Ohio State University family health specialist Lauren Wold told the Associated Press the fires are affecting a huge swath of the U.S.
Over 50% of the U.S. population, everything east of Columbus, Ohio, is experiencing levels on the order of 150 to 180, which is an air quality index, suggesting that these are very hazardous levels to be breathing.
Wold studies the role of air pollution on cardiovascular disease. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Tuesday issued a poor air quality alert for New England a day after parts of Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota received a similar advisory. U.S. officials and residents report that same poor air quality Wednesday in Pennsylvania, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Virginia, and even as far south as the Carolinas. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.